Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and the Sound Radio.
Audiophile Magazine, Romance.
The Phoenix Bride by Natasha Siegel, read by Fiona Hardingham and Matt Haynes. Fiona Hardingham and Matt Haynes deliver a fantastic performance as two historical characters who come together despite their very different hardships. In 1666, the plague has left Cecilia a widow shortly after her marriage. David, a foreign Jewish doctor, is hoping to treat Cecilia's mental health. Initially, the protagonists have such different backgrounds that they might as well be from separate novels, but when they meet, the narrators create a stunning duet. While David is seeking credibility as a Jewish doctor in London, and Cecilia is in constant mourning, they both share the same stubbornness and cynicism through observations that are delivered with quirkiness and humor. The budding romance is also depicted at a believable pace. An unconventional performance is infused with suspense and banter. G. M. Random House Audio, 10.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $20. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $76. The Secrets We Keep by Rick R. Reed, read by David Allen Vargo. David Allen Vargo narrates an age-gap romance that blooms from deep sorrow. Jasper has been floating through life with his best friend, Lacey, by his side. When a tragedy brings Lacey's uncle Rob to Chicago from California, Jasper finds a connection with the handsome older man, which deepens over the months they are apart. But old secrets threaten to destroy their relationship just as it starts. Vargo, who has performed several previous audiobooks by the author, gives the characters voices befitting their ages and personalities, showcasing his vocal versatility. During times of introspection and recollection, the production uses a faraway sound quality to denote the shift. Fans of the author and narrator's other collaborations will find this one equally engaging. ALSM Rick Reed, 6.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.95. Summer at the Saint by Mary K. Andrews, read by Kathleen McEnery. Kathleen McEnery superbly narrates this perfect summer listen. Set in an iconic St. Cecilia resort on a secluded Georgia island, the story follows Tracy, the widow of the owner's grandson, a former local charged with reviving the hotel's former glory. To do so, Tracy builds an on-site dormitory and fills it with a team of impeccable workers, including her niece. Tragedies occur, both past and present, piquing the interest of Tracy and some of her staff. Can she safeguard us to her staff and restore the Saint to its former splendor? McEnery shines as she gives each of the many characters a defined voice and cadence. As the story intensifies, McEnery delivers all of them with sincere earnestness. S.K.G. Macmillan Audio, 14.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $32.99. Also, compact disc.
Audiophile Magazine,
Drama and Classics. The Queen of 14th Street by Barry Krynick, read by Barry Krynick, Orlog Cassidy, Amani Jade Powers, Elizabeth Rogers, and James Forhey. A talented cast of voice actors, including playwright Barry Krynick, dazzle in this audio original. The play tells the story of Yvelet Gallienne, a queer actor and director who founded a repertory theater in New York City in the 1920s. Her work revolutionized theater, but she struggled to keep her creation going during the
Depression.
She also had trouble balancing her personal life with her professional ambitions. Krynick is stunning as Eva, capturing her intense, larger-than-life personality. The remaining actors portray her various girlfriends, company actors, mentors, friends, and others. The production's impeccable sound design brings 1930s New York to life. A lively, moving listen about a fascinating woman who lived a fiercely queer life in the early 20th century. This is audio theater at its absolute best. L.S. Hatchet Audio, 1.5 hours audio program. Trade edition, digital download, $14.99.
The Quest
for Corvo, an experiment in biography, by A.J. A. Simons, read by Rupert Degas. Narrator Rupert Degas tackles the offbeat experiment in biology with conspicuous gusto and the enthusiasm of a man given an assignment he feels born to perform. In 1925, British author Simons was introduced to a previously unknown novel, Frederick Rolf Hadrian VII. This eccentric work led Simons to pursue its even more eccentric author, who styled himself as Baron Corvo and remained justifiably unread. Degas performs the landmark genre buster in an expressive and robust British bark that highlights Simon's meticulous research and fertile prose. Simon sees Rolf as a defeated man of genius, and although interesting, the Baron is everything a failed writer and one persistently in debt can be. That subject is somewhat dreary, but narrative and narrator are highly colorful and memorably portrayed. D.A.W. Naxos Audiobooks, 10.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $29. The Letters of Jane Austen, by Jane Austen, read by Kate Reading. There is something soothing about returning to the lost art of letter writing with this audiobook. Add to this elegant style of the legendary Jane Austen and the equally elegant performance of Kate Reading, and the result is fine indeed. Reading's voice is calm, measured, and appropriately slow-paced, even though we are hearing details about lives we largely know little of, and there are no explanatory notes bridging the pieces of correspondence. Reading's steady delivery, which includes footnotes, makes the listening experience reasonable. Reading moves smoothly from letter to letter with subtlety, gently inviting us into another time. The minute and mundane details, the minute and mundane details make for an audiobook best suited for Austen devotees. Reading's work makes every moment worthwhile. L.B.F. Spoken Realms, 9.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $17.90.
Kappa,
by Ryunosuke Akutagawa, Lisa Hoffman Kudo, and Allison Markin Powell translation. Read by Wallace Shawn. Wallace Shawn's performance is spirited, hilarious, and dark, typically all at once. His rousing voice captures the multiple dystopian themes in this new production of the classic Japanese novella. A psychiatric patient describes his time in Kappa Land, which is populated by mysterious spirits who are known for their menacing presence. Kutagawa deftly weaves in the topic of suicide and its implications, and later dies by suicide himself. Yet, this listening experience is a consistent pleasure. Given its short running time, Sean's dynamic performance is akin to a one-man stage play. His ability to embody so much feeling puts this audiobook in a class by itself. S.P.C. New Directions, 2 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $6.95.
Innocent When You Dream by Ken Narasaki, read by Kurt Kanazawa, John Miyasaki, Susie Nakamura, Ken Narasaki, Rosie Narasaki, Sharon Ami, Saab Shimono, and Greg Watanabe. In this penetrating audio adaptation of Ken Narasaki's 2008 play, an 80-year-old World War II veteran suffers a stroke and lies in bed unable to speak. Showcasing a fine cast of Japanese-American voice actors, the story shifts seamlessly from the man's memories of the battlefield to a desolate, wind-beaten internment camp when, where years earlier, two teens portrayed by John Miyasaki and Rosie Narasaki meet and fall in love. A pivotal scene at a dive bar features the vulnerable tone of Kurt Kanazawa. The persistent beeps of a hospital monitor bring the listener back to the present, in which a son and daughter portrayed by Greg Watanabe and Susie Nakamura can only wonder at their dying father's long-held secrets. B.P. LA Theater Works, 1.75 hours, audio program. Trade, digital download, $6.95. Library edition, digital download, $29.95. The Lone Wolf. The Lone Wolf, Book 1, by Louis Joseph Vance, read by Jack DeGolia. Jack DeGolia narrates the introductory novel in the Lone Wolf series. First published in 1914, the series features the Lone Wolf, Michael Lanyard. DeGolia performs with appropriate objectivity, engaging listeners despite the dated language. Revelations of Lanyard's disturbing early history add credibility to his development into a jewel thief. When a group of underworld types tries to coerce him into joining them, Lanyard decides to go straight and seeks revenge upon the criminals. DeGolia handles the period descriptions and archaic dialogue with ease, slipping smoothly into the milieu of the story. Over the years, there have been 24 films and numerous radio and TV shows featuring the Lone Wolf. With this new one, DeGolia's audiobook performance makes Lanyard believable and entertaining. S.J.H. Spoken Realms, 8.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $18.56.
You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967.
The World of Wilderness by Rose McCauley, read by Claire Corbett. Claire Corbett's sympathetic performance of Rose McCauley's 1950 novel about the Costs of War highlights its mix of the satiric and the heartfelt. When 17-year-old Barbary is sent to live with her conventional father in London after growing up semi-wild in southern France with her mother, she finds adventure and comfort among the vagabonds and criminals who inhabit London's bombed-out neighborhoods. Corbett's choice of light, sometimes childlike voice for Barbary emphasizes her naivety and self-centeredness. Her father sounds appropriately stiff, while her mother's mix of charm and toughness is apparent in Corbett's mellifluous but resolute delivery, as does Macaulay's writing. Corbett builds audio portraits that evoke sympathy and ridicule, often simultaneously. Thus, she creates a fine interpretation of this period-specific yet timeless novel. A.C.S. Naxos Audiobooks, 6.5 hours unabridged. Trade digital download, $21.50. George Orwell's 1984, by George Orwell, Joe White's adaptation, and read by Andrew Garfield, Cynthia Erivo, Andrew Scott, Tom Hardy, Chuck Woody, Iwuji, Romish, Ranganathan, Natasha, Demetrius, Francesca Mills, Alex Lawther, and Katie Lung. Big Brother, Thought Police, Double Think, Omnipresent Surveillance, portraying rebellious romantics Winston Smith and Julia in this classic dystopian novel, narrators Andrew Garfield and Cynthia Erivo lead a crew of inspired English actors in creating a full cast, film-like 21st century reimagining of one of the 20th century's most important novels. The production is peppered with eerie urban soundscapes and a haunting musical score. Andrew Scott gives a terrific turn as the enigmatic O'Brien, who leads our heroes into a world of doubt and betrayal. Best of all, the book's many themes, such as manipulative destruction of language and thought and political gaslighting, are borne out through Garfield's intimate monologues and the crisp, challenging dialogues between so many of the characters. 1984, sounding more dystopian than ever. B.P. Audible Incorporated, 3.5 hours audio program. Trade edition, digital download, $21.76. Walden or the Life in the Woods, by Henry David Thoreau. Read by Linda Jones. Linda Jones narrates this classic memoir with compassion and authenticity. Some of its quirky observations haven't worn well with the passage of time and may turn off some contemporary listeners. But Jones adds emphasis and a playful tone to Thoreau's list of budget items, an explanation that he is a squatter on his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson's farm. First published in 1854, the book details Thoreau's life for 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days in a second growth forest around the shores of Walden Pond in Massachusetts. Jones deliberately paces her delivery with warmth and treats the work like the masterpiece it is. In the chapter titled Civil Disobedience, Jones and Thoreau shine brightest. R.O. Spoken Realms, 12.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $17.90. The Fever Syndrome, by Alexis Ziegerman. Read by Hugo Armstrong, Seamus Deaver, Patrick Huesinger, Kelly McCreary, Monica McSwain, Matthew Floyd Miller, Deshaun K. Terry, and Joanne Wally. Hugo Armstrong and Joanne Wally lead an exceptional cast of L.A. Theater Works regulars in this story of a dysfunctional family bravely attempting not to be dysfunctional. The play's conversational dialogue reveals a tense reunion that is gathered around a brilliant, overbearing patriarch, Armstrong, who is dying from late-stage Parkinson's disease and is about to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work in developing in vitro fertilization. Two sons, a son-in-law, and a daughter, played with passion and focus by Seamus Deaver, Patrick Huesinger, Matthew Floyd Miller, and Kelly McCrae, jockey for position in a family of whom IVF have become both a legacy and a cottage industry. The result is realistic, droll, and brutal. B.P. L.A. Theater Works, 2.75 hours, audio program, trade edition, digital download, $6.95. Library edition, digital download, $29.95. A Long Day in a Short Life by Albert Malt, read by Rupert Degas. Rupert Degas delivers what sounds like a full cast performance, with every accent, every dialect, every nuance in place. This grim novel is based on writer Albert Maltz's imprisonment after he insulted the red-baiting House Un-American Activities Committee in 1947. The 1950s book was originally suppressed for its political message, a plea for prison reform. Degas is completely believable as he portrays black prisoners and guards, wizened cons who speak from experience, and in flashbacks, the women they remember. With a cast of murderers, safecrackers, forgers, and innocents, along with disturbing scenes of racism and the misuse of power, Degas makes each story heartfelt and each prisoner a real human being. This is listening at its finest. Thanks to Degas. S.J.H. Naxos Audiobooks, 14.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $37. Walking Autumnal Tints and Wild Apples by Henry David Thoreau, read by Linda Jones. Narrator Linda Jones narrates three of the most beloved talks of transcendentalist legend Henry David Thoreau in this new audiobook collection. Reflecting on the importance of experiencing the transformation beauty of walking and exploring the natural world, the three talks in this audiobook highlight Thoreau's fascination with the contemplative life. The works include warnings of the dangers of limiting life to social activities in a world in which there is so much more. Jones's performance captures the introspective aspects of Thoreau's words, guiding the listeners to consider the importance of walking and simply taking the time to experience the world around them. Her gentle narration makes listening to this audiobook relaxing and enjoyable. V.B. Spoken Realms, 3.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $11.66. David Copperfield by Charles Dickens, Sam Mendes, and Marty Ross adaptation. And read by Nikuti Patwa, Helena Bonham Carter, Theo James, Richard Armitage, Jesse Buckley, Toby Jones, and a full cast. In this energetic full cast audio adaptation of the loosely audiobiographical 1849 Dickens classic, the novel's sharp wit and the hero's romantic adventurism are happily brought to the fore. As Nucci Gatwa, star of Doctor Who, leads an outstanding international cast, listeners follow young David Copperfield, a broken-hearted orphan, to boarding school and then to an apprenticeship as a budding law clerk. Performance highlights include Rhiannon Clements' portrayal of the sassy, scene-stealing first bride, Dora, Izuka Hoyle. Izuka Hoyle gives a gentle depiction of the ever-faithful Agnes. Theo James is the sweet-talking, manipulative James Dearforth, and Scotsman Jack Lowden pulls out all the stops as the unctuous Euro Heap, featuring film-style sound effects and a musical score. This audiobook is a fine way to spend time with one of the world's all-time master storytellers. B.P. Audible Incorporated, 8.25 hours, audio program. Trade edition, digital download, $16.35.
We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.